This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for September 7th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Don Bettinelli. NASA's top administrator thinks that a return to the moon will be possible, not just with NASA's own SLS rocket and Orion spacecraft they're developing, but with the help of private spacecraft as well, such as those from SpaceX and Blue Origin. That's a departure from the official line of previous NASA heads who have emphasized the importance of their own spacecraft development. But Jim Bridenstine says that a sustainable return to the moon in the agreed time frame will require a public-private partnership. I, for one, welcome our new robot overlords, but the United Nations does not. The UN has organized a series of meetings under the aegis of the UN Convention on Conventional Weapons to discuss the threat of lethal autonomous weapons, i.e. killer robots. The profile of the work of the CCW meetings depicts a group that is simultaneously working to quell hysteria about future swarms of independent killer robots, while also working with nation states, industry, and non-governmental organizations to assure that he's right, because AI-controlled weapon drones is how you get Skynet, people. South Korea is banning coffee in schools, even for the teachers. The draconian rule is part of an effort to reduce the health-compromising stress of academic pressure on students to excel during the country's infamous exam periods. The government has found that students are consuming so much caffeine during exams that it's affecting their health. Of course, the ban doesn't prevent them from drinking coffee outside of school, nor does it address the root cause of the excessive coffee consumption, the intense academic pressure. Fans of the musical Hamilton will be aware that at several points in the play about the American founding father Alexander Hamilton, the character of King George III pops up to sing that the colonies will come crawling back to him. Well, this past week, during a charity performance of the play in London, the great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson of King George got up and sang the first few words of the song. Prince Harry was the host for the event in support of a charity that helps children affected by HIV in Africa, and he sang a bit while thanking the cast and audience at the end of the show. And that's the StarQuest Headline Update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. And fill out our 2018 listener survey at sqpn.com/survey. I'm Don Bettinelli.